four major candidates in the mayor's race, three current or former county commissioners, one outsider from the business world. Lou Frey, how do you see this race shaping up?
My guess it's going to be, Dick, a two-way race. It looks like the newspaper endorsement has certainly got to be a help on Sunday.
Teresa Jacobs, the Republican.
Of course, Bill Siegel has raised a lot of money and has a lot of money to come out. And my guess, those are the two horses that are going to be running hardest down the stretch. Both. Yeah, he's raised a lot of money, and he's going to spend it on ads and that. And again, as Dick, as we've continually pointed out in this, if you can figure out who the heck's going to vote and get to him, you got a better chance than normal.
Dick Batchelor, if it does come down, do you agree that it's going to come down to those two folks?
Yeah, I agree. It is. It's number one. Bill's, of course, an incumbent. He's a very astute. Before he was commissioner, he chaired the St. George River Water Management District, appointed by the governor at the time. So he's got a lot of background. He's been attentive on the issues. He's got a tremendous amount of money. And he has a tremendous amount of money. But again, as Lou said, with Teresa Jacobs being endorsed by the Orlando Sentinel, one of the advantages Teresa has is this. She was an insider, but she can run as an outsider. Because when she was an insider, she was an outsider. That, I mean, she fought with her colleagues a lot. She pushed things, financial disclosure, lobby registration. In fact, she forced things onto the referendum as an amendment to the charter because she couldn't get her colleagues to do certain things. So she's an interesting person because even though there's this animosity against incumbency, and she was an incumbent of 8 years, she can run as an outsider. So that race is going to be a very, very interesting race. Again, because Bill has raised so much money and he has the ability to go back to the, you've got a $500.
And they're both decent people.
Oh, they're very, very.
They're both good people.
If the campaign is between those two, yeah. I think it'll be a very informed kind of a debate, and I think you're going to have two great candidates.
Well, now you're counting out Linda Stewart, a commissioner and a Democrat, someone who's been around for a long time. Dick, are you counting her out completely?
It's very tough when you're running a county, right? I mean, she's done a great job in her district. I mean, she's her mentor, Fran Pignoni, a former commissioner, ran for mayor herself, was also, ironically enough, the chairman of Water Management District many years ago. So, and she's a big, strong environmentalist. And Linda's done she knows her constituents very well. She's there on that bicycle. She's door-to-door. She knows it. But she's got five more districts in which she is not known. And if you don't get money,
isn't it sad that money is absolutely so key to our political system? Forget quality and everything else. Just, you know, I don't mean that people raise money are bad. I just mean that if you do raise money, it's a tremendous advantage.
Well, and Lou Frey, on the Republican side, you've got Matthew Falconer, who's a businessman. He's a complete outsider. Can he capitalize on any of the anti-incumbency fever that's all over the country?
Sure, a little bit, but not enough to, I don't think, to propel him to victory. And again, you know, let's thank a lot of these people who are running. It's a tough business. I tell people if they don't like the sight of blood, especially their own, don't run, because today in that you're going to be in it. So, I mean, you've got good people in that race, all over the race, and I think we're going to end up, whoever it is, with a good person as the new county mayor.
Well, I mentioned the Democrat and Republican issues, and technically, of course, this is a nonpartisan, race, so everybody votes for everybody. But, I mean, Dick Batchelor, do you think that the fact is that, you know, Bill Siegel's a Democrat, Linda Stewart's a Democrat, Teresa Jacobs is a Republican, Falconer's a Republican, so does that make any difference
in
this?
Well, only if they make it make the difference. I saw where Lou Oliver, the chairman of the Republican Party, came out and started attacking Bill Siegel. He's not really one of us. He's a Democrat.
Because a lot of people think he's a Republican.
And frankly, in the local races, yeah, who cares?
Who really cares
in local races? Yeah. I've never seen a Democrat or Republican pothole in my life or a ditch or anything like that. But here's the risk. I think Lou Oliver needs to be careful. If you make it partisan, then you raise the stakes because there are some people today would vote for Teresa Jacobs because she traditionally did things that Democrats were expected to do. So she has a bipartisan approach. If they make it partisan, then she invites the people to say, oh, you're a Republican. It cuts both ways. So if I were Lou Oliver, I would suggest that he might not want to talk about that much more because I think it does no service to Teresa.
Now, this is not a winner-take-all race, we should point out. So if nobody gets 50%, it goes to a runoff in November. Do you think it's going to go to a runoff, Dick Batchelor?
Well, I don't think anybody's going to get 50% plus.
Yeah, I think that's I'll take money on that one. That's one of the few things we've talked about today I think you could put money on.
So you would say it's going to be in November, it's going to be Teresa Jacobs versus Bill Siegel.
I think that's the way it looks right now.